Guarantee you, CEOs, CMOs look at sales and revenue every single day. And if they see one of their KPIs falling off a cliff, they will immediately do something about it. It's because that is what's driving their business, right? That is what they determine as success. You take that same concept and apply it to the world of enablement, our definition of success needs to be measured or needs to be measurable. I think one of the biggest challenge organizations have is they don't know or they don't define what quality looks like.
Hello, and welcome to the Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics related to e-commerce. And I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. This week, we'll be learning more about the importance of data quality, specifically within an industry-leading clickstream analytics tool, with guest Jeremy Linhart. Jeremy is a marketing technology consultant with Blue Acorn ICI's Customer Intelligence Department. With over 20 years of experience, he helps marketing organizations gain insights from their user behaviors. And for the last 15 years, Jeremy has primarily focused on the industry-leading clickstream analytics tool, Adobe Analytics. Let's get started. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy, for joining us today. I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I can be here.
Yeah, as we talk about data quality, let's just start with you explaining what the term is for those who might not be that familiar.
Well, data quality is a general term that we kind of use that's synonymous with data credibility. The purpose of data sources and data reporting tools is to, you know, answer business questions and to design a hypothesis to improve the customer experience and or increase revenue. So in that context, when you talk about data quality, it's all about how much trust you have in your data source and your reports and the insights that you are actually being presented to as a marketing manager.
So as far as data quality, what business problems are we talking about when we mention Adobe Analytics data quality?
Well, specifically, any clickstream analytics tool, and you know, a clickstream analytics tool is a piece of software that companies put onto their user interfaces. It's on their websites, it's on their mobile apps. It's a technology that is designed to capture what people are doing. The goal, of course, is to improve the experience, right? So we want to personalize the experience. We want to offer you suggestions. We want to make user experience easier to get through. So we need to understand exactly how to navigate or how users are navigating across those interfaces and those experiences. When you talk about data quality in the concept of Adobe Analytics or any type of clickstream tool like Google Analytics, these solutions aren't necessarily cheap, right? Most CIOs and CTOs will be the first to admit that it takes a lot of investment into these applications or into these ecosystems. And anytime a company invests in a technology, they expect some kind of return on that. For an organization to achieve its return on investment that it's expecting, marketing managers need to activate that system or activate upon that data. They will get reports and they will get analysis and recommendations about how to improve upon things. Very long-winded way of saying activation of this data is how you prove ROI.
Right. Now, you're going to start using the tool, understanding what you're gaining from that tool.
Exactly. Yeah. And in order to maximize your return on your investment, you have to have confidence in the data that you're seeing, right? So if you as a marketing manager get access to this report or this tool and you start seeing data that honestly doesn't make sense and or you don't believe it based upon your experience and what you've seen at other companies and what you've seen at other campaigns you've created and have facilitated, you're going to start to question the credibility of the actual tool and the data within it. So data quality in the construct of Adobe Analytics is all about building a credible tool that your marketing managers will actually trust, rely on, and ultimately use in order to activate their customer base so they can increase their return on investment.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've been in this situation where it was like, we were paying a lot for this tool. I don't like the data that we're getting from it. And it makes all the other people in the organization question, well, then why are we paying for this?
Well, exactly. And there's a very common belief out there that it's always the tools, the technology's problem and not necessarily organizational problem. And being on the enablement team of a tool like Adobe Analytics, there's some truth to that. I'm not going to deny it. But there's also some truth to the idea that a lot of organizations may not actually understand what it is they're actually getting from these reports.
Yeah.
So that's a separate topic we don't need to go into today. But data quality, which is kind of an enablement, when I say enablement, I'm talking about the team that is whose job or whose responsibility it is to implement these technologies. So with any type of software, you have a development team whose sole job is to create the user experience and create the further requirements coming from the organization, build a solution.
Yeah, it's all about wanting to trust that data that you're getting. So, what are some of the biggest hurdles for an organization if they're looking to improve their current data quality?
I mean, you can't fix something that you're not measuring, right? So if you have a data quality problem and you don't have data quality KPIs, you're never going to fix it.
It's
Because
just going to stay
KPIs,
there, yeah.
because KPIs are how organizations, and a KPI for those just for level setting, is a key performance indicator, right? Typically, when you think about an organization's or a business's KPIs, you think about sales and you think about revenue. Guarantee you, CEOs, CMOs look at sales and revenue every single day. And if they see one of their KPIs falling off a cliff, they will immediately do something about it.
All the alarms, yeah.
Yeah, all the alarms go off. It's because that is what's driving their business, right? That is what they determine as success. You take that same concept and apply it to the world of enablement. Our definition of success needs to be measured or needs to be measurable. So I think one of the biggest challenges organizations have is they don't know or they don't define what quality looks like. So how do you know that you have a high quality database or the data you're capturing is high quality? Well, if you don't have a plan in place, if you don't have a measurements in place, then you're not going to be able to quantify that. If you don't have processes in place to do something when you discover a data quality problem, then you're not going to be able to act on it. You're not going to be able to act on this monitoring capability. So you need both the ability to identify and validate and to confirm that there is a data quality problem, but then you also need an action plan in those scenarios to address it.
Do you find that of the businesses that you've worked with that were struggling with data quality, they were just collecting information and then running with that data and not doing anything else? Just collecting and then pushing it out?
So that's a loaded question.
Okay.
There
Maybe I did not ask that.
are multiple reasons why there would be concerns about the data they're getting out of the tools like Adobe Analytics and Google Analytics. Yes, there are. It's based on a technology capability. It's based, it's a software that gets integrated to another application. So if there is a problem with the implementation, then yes, that would of course cause issues in the data you're looking at in your reports. Some common problems people find are we're not capturing enough data, right? And it looks like we're capturing this data too many times, or we're actually capturing duplicate amount of data. We have the idea of we're capturing data, but if I run a report A versus a report B, I get different answers or different results. So they don't really, there's obviously some questions and a lot that really actually hurts your credibility as an analyst a lot. If the users have a different report than you're looking at and they conflict with each other or have different answers, there's something wrong with your implementation if you're getting different answers on different reports. And then there's the lack of training, the lack of understanding of how to aggregate this data. There's also the challenge that, depending upon your organization's maturity level, your team, your organization may be used to Google Analytics. And Google Analytics is, by comparison to Adobe Analytics, is much easier to use, much easier to learn. But once you migrate into the world of Adobe Analytics, the tool is so much more robust and can be customized so much more than Google Analytics that it can get away from your organization very, very quickly if you're implementing something that the organization is not ready for.
Yeah, they just want to stick with what they've known and let's just stay with Google Analytics and not worry about these new numbers we're getting on this other platform.
And so admittedly there are advantages for Google. Like Google Analytics is directly interfaced with their search engine. So it's much easier to understand paid advertisements if you use Google Analytics than Adobe. Adobe has complemented tools for that. There's an entire module called Advertising Analytics. We'll basically do the same thing.
So, if I'm trying to improve my data quality, what are some simple first steps an organization could take, or how would you help them?
The first goal when you're talking about data quality, and you're concerned about your data quality degrading over time, anytime you implement Adobe Analytics, our goal is to design a solution that won't meet your current and your future requirements. So everything boils down to what is it your organization's interfaces, what is your goals of your website, your mobile app, and whenever you build or design a solution as an architect to come up with a solution for that, it's mostly about risk management, right? So we want to be able to quantify data quality. You know, it hinders our ability to increase our return on investment. Goes back to that our previous conversation about return on investment. That's the goal, and we want to be able to activate on this data. And when things happen or when changes are made to your website or to your website, or your mobile app, there's a risk that Adobe Analytics or even Google Analytics will stop working.
Yeah.
Right? And no developer is going to build a solution or build a website with the plan of breaking Adobe Analytics. No, you know, they're not, no one does it.
No one, yeah. You never want anything to break.
Yeah, but unless you have the discipline and the foresight and the forethought to actually monitor what happens when you have a mobile app release or when you have a website release, unless you're monitoring this, then it's going to be very challenging for you to know if your analytics solution broke throughout the day-to-day operations of your organization. It's very common for development teams, like a website development team, mobile app development teams, to have a regular cadence in which they push code out. Typically, they're known as sprints, but in my experience, it's very compartmentalized from analytics support of those sprints. So development teams, they will actually build in their features, they build their landing pages, but they don't really confirm analytics working. Some organizations do. A lot of the times, those deployment processes that I just referred to happen agnostic to the world of marketing and the world of analytics. Kind of a long way of saying that whole benefit of doing some kind of data quality assessment and data quality monitoring capability is, as things change that I have no involvement in, I still have an ability to know if something is breaking or something went wrong.
And then as far as like things that Blue Acorn offers for data quality or just analytics, could you explain a little bit about what your team is doing and solution-based work?
Absolutely. So I'm actually really excited about this. It's something we've kind of developed over the last year or so. We have basically designed a package that we're calling AA Wellness. It's specifically for Adobe Analytics. We don't quite have a complement for Google Analytics yet, but it's a predefined strategy or an approach to how do you monitor all the data that you're capturing inside of Adobe Analytics. In a nutshell, what we try to do is take a, you know, if you're familiar with Adobe Analytics, the following terms I'm about to say will be very familiar to you. If you don't know Adobe Analytics, don't worry about it. I'm just going to use terms you just don't know. but within Adobe Analytics, there are a bunch of variables that you can capture. They're known as props, EVARs, and events. We have designed a package or a solution that will use the tools that you already have in place, right? Every Adobe Analytics customer has access to Adobe Analytics. They have access to presumably Adobe Launch or Adobe Data Collection Tag Manager. If you're using tag managers like Telium or even Google's Tag Manager, that's totally supportable. And then also as an Adobe Analytics customer, you have access to Adobe's reporting APIs. So we have a solution that we've kind of packaged together. It's a point of view and it's an approach to how do you set up monitoring for assessing the data that you're collecting inside of Adobe. So typically Adobe is considered like a black box. You just send a bunch of data in there and you don't really have a lot of transparency into what Adobe's doing on the back end, how they're organizing their data and how they're processing that kind of stuff. And our solution is not designed to get into any of those details. But our solution is a data-driven solution. So we want to look at the data that's inside of Adobe Analytics. We want to start assessing it, not only based upon how your implementation goes, but also what your business maturity levels are and also what your organization's, you know, challenges are with the data that you currently have, that you currently are facing, right? We look at things for, like I said, every prop, every EBAR, and every event. We look at to make sure you're capturing the correct amount of data, you know, not capturing too little, you're not capturing too much. We want to make sure you're not double firing your server calls, which will obviously have an impact on your contracts with Adobe. We want to make sure your implementation isn't too complicated, right? If you're coming from Google and into Adobe Analytics, there are specific tactics that we could assess and recommend that will make the transitioner easy or the transition easier. So your analyst and your marketing team doesn't get confused by all the bells and whistles that are inside Adobe.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. And then there are technical limitations, right? Any database in the world will have a technical limitation. Adobe is no different, all right? There are specific things that we look for that are that are symptoms that you have a you're collecting data in such a way that the actual technology, the actual reporting tool, Adobe Analytics reporting tool, just cannot handle. One example is if you're capturing extremely long page URLs. Adobe's EVARs have a 255 byte limitation. So if you're capturing a URL that's 2, 3, 500 characters long, Adobe can't actually retain that data. So there are lots of different ways that we can look for. We have several different KPIs that we look for to make sure that the data you're capturing is not being affected by the technical limitations that Adobe offer the tool that comes with the tool. And then we also have a recommendation among basic data hygiene, right? If you're capturing data, but the data is basically not valuable to your analyst because it's computer jargon or has a bunch of special characters, or those special characters are more or less breaking Adobe Analytics data processing capabilities, well, you shouldn't be aware of that. So this AA Wellness package that we, kind of set up includes a not only the monitoring, right? Adobe comes with alerts. So once we establish your baselines, we can set up alerts to monitor all your data collection efforts every single day, right? Automatically. It also comes with a dashboard or several dashboards that are designed to help you diagnose what's going on once you do get an alert, right? So it's all about monitoring for issues. And then once you an issue, if an issue does pop up, you have a process, or you have a bunch of ways of drilling down into what's going on and why there's a problem. And once you can identify where the problem is, then of course that will help you fix it. So that will help reduce the amount of time it takes to identify and ultimately resolve any technical issues that may come up as, time goes on.
Wow, this sounds like a great solution for teams who really don't trust their current data. And they're like, where do I start?
Yeah, it is. If you have that belief, if there's a challenge within your organization that you are always questioning the reports you get from Adobe Analytics, if you're looking at this and saying that doesn't make sense, that why am I getting different numbers? If that's the growing pains that your organization is going through, then this will help. It doesn't promise the world. It doesn't promise that tomorrow we can fix it overnight, but it puts you on a roadmap to actually use data, like use the data you are capturing as a source of information to help you improve the data that you're capturing.
Yeah,
And
you got
so,
to start somewhere.
I thought that was,
Yeah.
a good overview. Yeah.
No, this was fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much. I learned so much more about data quality and just how to, where to start and how to do it. So thank you so much, Jeremy, for joining today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Before we go, though, I do have a fun Spitfire question. I always round the episode out with some fun, even though we did have fun this past 20 minutes or so. one question. If you did have your own commerce website, what products would be on your site? What are you selling?
And that's interesting because my answer to that question would actually vary dramatically over the last year or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So about a year ago, or probably 2 years ago, I really got into home gardening.
Nice.
So yeah, there's a product that's referred to as a tower garden. So instead of planting a bunch of like vegetables in the ground, you plant them in a tower that is basically just all
I've
that
seen the
gets.
Instagram ad. It's like a
Yeah.
plastic thing that goes up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's yeah, and the plants all get fed. Their roots get fed by this nutrient solution that actually gets piped through, using a basically using a aquarium filter. Like I'm sorry, aquarium water pump, right? It just all the water, all the nutrients just get circulated throughout the roots on a like every 45 minutes. It's a nice little hobby to have, and if I was going to have an e-commerce store, I'd focus on something like that, just because
Very
that.
cool.
Something, it's a personal hobby of mine, so that's why.
You're growing analytics. You're growing businesses with analytics, and then you're growing flowers and vegetables with your own e-commerce site focused on that product.
Very much.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremy, again for joining. And thanks for listening to The Funnel. As we round out today's episode, be sure to give the podcast a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you follow along and give us a rating on there. If you'd like to follow Blue Acorn ICI or Jeremy on social media, be sure to check out the links in our show notes. Thank you so much. Until next time.